Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and welcome to the show today. I'm so excited about today's show. We have a special guest. Our guest is Claire Louise Hay, and I'm going to be speaking to her in just a minute. But before I do, I want to say thank you to all the great emails I've been getting. Oh, my goodness. You're just flooding me with these great emails and liking the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, the website just went up last week, RebeccaNorrington.com, www.RebeccaNorrington.com, and it talks about everything you need to know about reality spirituality. And basically, this show is about how to maintain and sustain happiness regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what happens to you outside, how to keep this internal peace. And it is doable. It's not easy to do, but it is doable. And this show, Reality Spirituality, is about what's right. What's right with you? What's right with me? It's not about what's wrong. It's not about making more money. It's not about finding Mr. Right. It's not about, it's about what is right with who we are. Oh, excuse me. Oh, got to turn that off. Sorry. It's about what's right. It's about getting that connection, maintaining that connection with the universe. It's holding hands with the universe all day long. It's making a choice between universal concepts and man-made concepts. I have been on this journey for many decades, and basically I just got tired of up, down, up, down, up, down, feeling bad about what was happening to me or feeling anxiety about what's happening to me. And I can tell you right now that it doesn't matter what happens to me anymore. I've discovered this peace. Now, I don't have it 100%. I'm not going to be, I'll be honest. But this foundation, this core foundation of being at peace with whatever happens is what the show is about. Reality spirituality is about your everyday life experiences, whatever happens to you. And then we dissect these everyday life experiences because, believe it or not, spirituality is linked in everything you do, from going to the market to getting on a bus to whatever you do, there's a link to spirituality. But of course, I could go on and on and on. Let me introduce my guest, my special guest, Claire Louise Hay, who is over in Australia. And I just happen to, you know, I have this feeling. I just happened to vibe with her energy over her Facebook page, and we became Facebook friends. And I just, I was just inspired to ask her to be on the show. And so let me tell you a little bit about her. Claire's been helping people heal themselves and create the life they want for over 11 years. And she's highly regarded in the healing world for her incredible psychic abilities, wisdom, and energy healing skills. So whether you're new to self-healing or you're a long-time practicing healer, You're about to learn secrets and skills that are going to get you to feel positive and elevate your life to the next level. You see why I love this woman? You see why she's a guest on the show? Claire, welcome.
Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome.
What a great introduction, too.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You're welcome. So, and this is another thing. I don't have any planned questions, so I just ask and talk about what I'm inspired to talk about. But can you give me a little bit of background? How did you get on this path? How did you get onto this path 11 years ago? What happened?
Well, it was more of a past for my whole life rather than 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. 11 years ago was when I started doing it professionally and helping other people. Before that, I was helping other people to heal themselves and to change their lives, not professionally, just through wanting to share with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so my background is I was born to a very abusive family in the UK, and there was a lot of abuse going on, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, all kinds of things. And I grew up in this environment where I very much felt a victim. And yet I had this connection with, I thought at the time it was my angels.
Mm.
I always knew that I had this, it's like this spiritual parent to go to, this kind of connection inside of myself that I could go to and get the truth on the situation. So I always had this inner parent kind of thing that got me through all of those experiences. And from that, from those experiences, of course, I was taught how to be a victim, and I just attracted people that would walk all over me, and went through experiences in my 20s and in my 30s too, where I was attracting the wrong kind of people and continuously being abused in all kinds of different ways. And throughout that time, every time one of these things would happen, I would have to face it and start to heal myself, because I knew that I was in control of my life. I knew that I was attracting these things. And so I knew there was something inside of myself that was causing this. And so it's taken me personally 40 years to heal myself of all of this, to get to the point where I'm completely at ease with all of the abuse that's ever happened to me in my life, because now I only see the benefits from it. And so while I was on that journey of healing everything that came up, as soon as I had the triggers and something happened in my life, I would really face it and look for solutions and come across people that could help me, books that could help me, programs that could help me. And I turned into a bit of a self-help junkie, really. So much so that every time something showed up in my life that hurt, that felt bad, there was half of me that kind of felt really good about it too, because I was like, great, this is something else that I can heal. And I really got into healing myself. And of course, because I had a great passion for that, when there was people around me going through the same kind of things, I would help them to get through it too. And so it's just developed from there. And then, yeah, about 11 or 12 years ago, I decided just to do it full time, do it and nothing else. To help people professionally in that way. And it's only in the last 5 years I started working solely online, because I had actually a shop where people would come and get my help. And I found that as soon as I went online with my work, I could reach a lot more people. I worked really well in that environment. And so, yeah, I just gave up the physical presence and started working solely online. And so now my reach is much greater too.
Oh my goodness. I'm sitting back, honestly, my eyes are closed, and I just am so moved by your honesty of and your openness of sharing. The way you're sharing, you're actually talking about this being a victim as it helped heal you.
Yeah, I can totally see why I needed to go through that. If I hadn't been through all of those things that I've been through, and pretty much anyone can come to me now for help in anything, no matter how bad it is. And I've been there, I've been through it, and I've healed it, and I've got out the other end, and I've empowered myself to live something much better. And so I can help anybody. And I wouldn't have been able to do that if I hadn't have been through it all myself and had to figure out how to heal myself from it. And so it is just, it's created me. It's made who I am now, and it's allowed me to do what I do now, which is just, it's the most interesting thing for me to do, and I love it.
Oh my God. I just, you know, one of the things that I always talk about is there is good in everything, even the worst scenarios. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look for it, if you focus on it, there is good. And you're right. You would not be who you are right now if you hadn't gone through it. But see, to have somebody say that is just amazing to me, because you do not hear that all the time. You do not hear it. It's like basically what you're saying is what happened to you was a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and I see it in so many people that come to me as well. I attract a lot of sensitive people. I attract a lot of healers, creative people, who often feel like victims of their life. And straight away, because I've come to this, you know, and I haven't always been like this. I haven't always been able to see the positive side of it. In fact, it's only in the last few years when I've really released everything about it and fully healed myself that I'm able to do that now and not feel emotional and not feel, you know, still feel that little bit of victimhood inside of me. But when people come to me and they have these stories of how they're hurting and how bad it is, I can see straight away what the benefits are of that. And when I tell them what it is, and this is how I work with people, get them to consciously understand why they've been through what they've been through and what gifts it's given them and what, yeah, you know, how it's going to give them more gifts in the future once they've healed it within themselves and can share that with others too. I can see it so clearly in other people now that it's not the only thing I do. I take them consciously through it like that, how, of what the benefits and what the gifts were that they were given by that and why they're here, you know, what they're here to share and why they had to go through that to be able to share what they're here to share. But also to, there's a very important part of it about releasing emotional attachments to the past and to things that you've been through and to beliefs that you've had and all kinds of things like that. You know, we can often change our minds about things. We can often consciously understand that we're not a victim anymore and that something was good for us, but we can still feel it. You know, we still feel raw about it. When we feel about it, we still have that emotional thing going on, you know, feeling bad. Mm-hmm. And there's an important part of the clearing process, which is the emotional side of things, to release those emotional attachments. And then once someone's done that, once they fully understand it consciously and can see the benefits in it, I see the gifts in it, and then when they can release those emotional attachments, then they can just get on with their life and create amazing things in their life.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, even the I used to struggle with the thoughts in my head, and even the feeling of just trying to resist. There is no resistance. The universe does not resist anything. And just relaxing with all of it. Actually, the universe is very, very simple. We've just, you know, piled all this other, excuse me, shit on it. But but it's really very simple. Just allow and know that everything is in order. Trust that everything is in order, because it really is. If you didn't go through, I mean, and because you went through this, now you can teach and you can help other people. I mean, how great is that?
I know, yeah. But what you must understand about the universe and this planet that we're on, it is the best school that we can possibly have. There is complete contrast in everything. You can learn all kinds of things here about yourself. And it's really important that we have every different kind of thing that can, you know, every different opinion, every different perspective, all different kinds of things going on. Really, we don't want this ideal, perfect world that we all think that we do. We want lots of contrast so that we can keep on learning. Because I know in your introduction you were saying how everything's positive. Well, everything isn't positive. Everything is a complete balance of positive and negative. Mm. And what we do is if you've got acceptance about everything in life, then you'll understand that. That everything is a balance of positive and negative. And what we do is we go through life and we have an experience and we'll judge that experience as, and we'll see maybe more of the negatives in it than we see the positives, and that means that we don't like that, and we'll look for a solution, look for something that's better than that, look for something we can only see the positives in. And so then we go for that, and we have that experience instead. And after a while, we start to see some negatives in that. And once we've started to see more negatives than we see positives, then that shift occurs, and we look for something else. We look for something else that has just positives. And this is how we keep on progressing in life and keep on creating better and better for ourselves. It's unique to every single person what that is. So there's no wrongs and rights. Mm-hmm. There's no, you know, nothing that's completely positive or nothing that's completely negative. Mm-hmm. It just depends on your point of view and what you're here for, what your higher self wants you to learn and wants you to grow in that area with. Once you get to that understanding, it's just amazing. It's and you can see it, you know, you can see it in your life. A lot of people, a lot of teachers, especially law of attraction teachers, might tell you just to focus on the positive. And really, you can't move forward if you just focus on the positive, because you need to experience the experiences that you're having in your life and discern what you don't like about it, what you perceive as negative about it. That's not being a negative person, and it's not attracting more negative things towards you, not unless you dwell on that and act like a victim and don't think you can change it, don't think there's an alternative, then you might be a negative person attracting more negative things. But if you're just noticing what you don't like about something, in order to empower yourself to make a change or choose something else or look for something else, look for a solution, then it's really good to notice the negatives as well as the positives.
I love it. I love it. Well, one of the things I say all the time is that we are as different as our fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just, we're all so different. Are you familiar with Abraham Hicks?
Yeah. I love her work. It's amazing.
Yes. And so
I disagree with it in a way. I disagree with some of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me. Tell me what you disagree with.
Well, because focus is only part of it. She teaches that focus is everything, and I know that focus is just a part of it. Conscious awareness is just a part of it. We are vibrational beings. We are emotional beings, and emotions just don't go with your focus. They're not just a guidance system.
Okay,
for
wait,
the
wait.
Thoughts that you're having. Yeah.
So I have a question. Do you think that you can? Do you think that you can choose your emotions?
No, I don't think you can choose your emotions, but what I know and what I've experienced myself is no matter how much you ignore something, no matter how much you don't focus on something, it won't go away. If it's inside you, if you've had an emotional experience with it, if you've experienced something in the past and you had an emotional reaction to it and you didn't have the skill or the support or whatever it took you to get through that at the time and release it at the time, then it will stay with you and it will stay in your energy patterns. And no matter how little you focus on it, even if you don't focus on it at all, it's still a part of you until you have released it. And you need to focus back on those things to be able to release them.
Mm.
You know, it's this whole, you've got to shine a light on something that's wrong to be able to release it. This is the same reason why I know that the positive affirmations don't really work for people either. The kind of affirmations where you say, I am a millionaire, you know, when inside you don't feel it. You don't feel it at all.
Oh, I agree totally.
You can never convince yourself. You can never trick your emotions into believing that, or your mind into believing that either.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know where you are right now and face that, you know? You know, you could be in complete lack and poverty and really finding life a struggle. And no matter how many times you say, I am a millionaire, it's not going to make any difference. You need to say, I'm in a mess. I'm struggling and it's okay. It's okay. This is just an experience that I'm having. I'm struggling. I'm in poverty and I don't like it much at all. And I'm looking for a solution. I'm going to do something about this. And that's empowering. And that will move you forward.
Interesting. So, wow, interesting. Let me just breathe it in. I understand exactly what you're saying. I really do. And I do not believe in positive affirmations, and I don't believe in saying I'm a millionaire. I believe that I'm just going to speak for me. I believe that there is a reason why I am here, and I believe that everything that happens to me is supposed to happen to me, and there came a point in my life where I had to accept everything that happened to me, and everything that happened to me is for my betterment. Everything that happens to me is teaching me something. Now, whether I wanted to learn it 10 years ago or 20 years ago is something different. But I know right now that everything that happens to me is for my betterment, and everything that happens to me is in order. And I'm going to sound really crazy now, but I think that It was a choice for me to come here and experience everything that I've been experiencing. In other words, it's already set up. I really don't have any kind of say so in it. I really don't have a say so. I think that the universe, you know, and I are one. I am one with the universe, and I am just enjoying this ride, and it started when I stopped resisting what was happening, and instead of it has to be my way or the highway, that's mm-hmm. where I'm coming from. And I know, and we all are so different, but that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. We're all here to learn, and we all come with specific, not particularly goals in mind to achieve, but areas of interest that we want to develop ourselves in. And I do these readings for people. They're called soul journey readings, and they go into why people have incarnated this time. I ask all kinds of questions to my angel guides or higher self or their higher self, and get detailed information about why they're here. And there's often a few themes running people through people's lives, like mine is a healing but also empowering, and very much feminine empowerment too, is why I'm here. And so that's why I've had the experiences that I've had, and I'm on the path that I'm on. And I find, you know, similar things with a lot of other people that I've done those readings for too. So there are aims, there are things that you want to, areas that you want to grow in when you come. But I disagree with you when you say that you're not controlling that, because you are a creator spirit. You are part of Source, okay? And so you are part of that. You are the creative aspect of your own life. So you are guiding it. But the you that I'm talking about is your higher self. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so from an ego, physical body point of view, what you're saying is right. Yet your consciousness, when you're aligned with your higher self, that is the creative force behind it, behind your life, behind everything that's going on. So you do have this creative aspect in it. You can change your life. You can decide to go off in a completely different direction. But as you say, you're constantly growing, and it doesn't matter if you do that. You know, there's no blueprint for your life or anything like that. There's just these areas that your higher self really wanted to figure out. But you can do whatever you want, really. You can decide to go in any direction and learn about all kinds of different things.
I you know what I love about you? I love that you disagree with me. I love it. It's great. I love it. I love it. And the reason why I love it is because God, this is so much honesty. But what was my point? Let me say this. I only do right now what I'm inspired to do.
Mm-hmm.
Only what I'm inspired to do. I've given up doing what I want to do, but what I'm inspired to do. And I'm just kind of sitting. I'm sitting back in the back seat. Picture this, a limousine. I'm sitting in the back seat, and the universe is driving, and I'm sitting back here and not resisting anything that happens to me.
Yeah. And that's a great rule to have for yourself, you know, because what you're saying is you'll only do something if it's feeling really good, if it's complete in alignment with you and in alignment with your higher self. That's what you're saying as well. So your ride's going to be really good because of that. You know, that's a great rule to have for yourself.
Finally. Jesus. Actually, we have a caller. Would you like to take a caller?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's see who's on the air. Hold on a second. Let's see. Hold on. Hello. Would you like to be on the air, or you're just listening to the show?
Hi. I don't mind being on the air. I was just listening into the show, but I don't mind being on.
I love your laughter. What are you laughing at? Me or Claire?
No, I'm just laughing at this experience. That's all.
Okay. All right. So you're just listening, and you're just you don't have any kind of issues you want to talk about, or what?
Well, not comes to mind. I think I have a lot of issues, but not one in particular that comes to mind. I'm just enjoying the show.
Okay, good. Well, let me say something. Yes, you do have a lot of issues.
Oh, yeah, we do have a lot of issues.
And what's more, that's never going to change either. We'll just find more and more issues the more we learn about ourselves.
I love your laugh, and I'm so glad that you joined me. And let me say this. One of the things that I've learned, too, is nothing is so serious. Let's start relaxing. Let's start having fun with this crap.
That's right.
Let's just relax with this life. Nothing is so serious. Take a couple of deep breaths and know that everything in this moment is just the way it's supposed to be.
That's right.
What's your first name?
My first name is James.
James. Hi, James.
Hey, James.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I'm going to put you back on mute, but thank you so much for listening to the show, and keep on listening. We're not finished, okay?
I will.
All right, sweetie. Bye. Keep listening. Oh, I love it. Okay, so where were we?
So that was interesting. What came up then is that, we are constantly learning, we're constantly growing, we're constantly moving forward, but it's never done. Like, there is no end to it. As soon as you've healed something in yourself, as soon as you've become aware of something in yourself, you might have an experience and think, oh, wow, I've had that belief, and that's totally wrong. And you get rid of that and get rid of the emotional aspects of that and move forward. And everyone kind of is headed towards, or thinks that they're headed towards, this kind of perfection of themselves, where everything will be done and they'll be reaching the goals and everything will be fine. But there's no way to get there. You can always learn more about yourself. We have got so much potential. If you think, we can't even imagine what God must be like, what it must be like to be able to do absolutely anything at that kind of level. Well, that is our potential. And what's more, that is constantly growing too. That's constantly expanding too. So we're never done. There's always more. There's always more to find out about ourselves. There's always more to master.
Yes, I agree totally. I agree. Oh my God, I love it. We're actually on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
On the same page, except for a couple of chapters. You know what? I read something that you said in your, it was on a face page, and you said something about it didn't happen the way I expected.
Mm.
You used that word expected, and I have been this expecting things. This is my thing. My thing is all about, when I was younger, all I wanted were two things. I wanted to, number one, live to my potential,
mm-hmm.
and number two, to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean being happy in an internal happiness. I'm not talking about, winning the lotto and now I'm happy. I'm talking about a foundational happiness. And so one of the things that I have had to get rid of, if you will, decondition, we're all conditioned to have expectations. We're conditioned, I'm just speaking of myself, conditioned to have expectations, conditioned to judge, good, bad, labels, whatever.
Yeah.
And I've wanted to, I'm not expecting anything. I don't expect anything, because the universe doesn't expect. The universe just is. Mm-hmm. So if you can touch on that expectation, if you can touch on that for a minute.
Yeah, well, what I've found, because I've got this really strong connection, this strong psychic connection with Source, I get a lot of guidance through, not just for everyone else, but for myself on a daily basis. And when I get that guidance through, it's clear what I need to work on next and what my goals are next. And I work on myself a lot. Like, I spend 50% of my work time and leisure time working on myself because it's what I really love doing. And because of that, I move forward really fast. Like, I will grow and achieve things really fast. And so when I'm on this, going through this process, when I'm shown or when I'm given the guidance to do something next, I, you know, things show up. You'll have had this experience. You decide to do something and then things show up and you're kind of given signs. You're shown different ways that it could happen. And what happened with me last week was I saw one of these things, that a way that it could happen, what I wanted could happen, and I thought that was the way it was going to happen. So I just, like, latched onto this expectation, and it didn't happen. And in fact, it's kind of moving around so that it actually will happen in the end, but it just wasn't the way that I was expecting it to happen, because I'd seen these clear signs and I thought, that's the way I think it would be easiest. You know?
Okay. So you were expecting, based on your connection, your spiritual connection with the universe and what you're used to, you know, in other words, you are so tuned in to the universe that you have an idea or an expectation of what's going to happen, yes or no?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. When I'm shown something, I just have complete faith in it and I move in that direction, and often I have an idea of what I think is going to come out of it, and often it doesn't happen. I actually get some better understanding of myself from it instead. And so I'll tell you what the example is. It was I want to move house at the moment. I want to actually move the area that I'm living in. And it's only in the last few weeks that I've had this desire, and it's really strong in me. And as I said, I tend to move forward really fast when I get going, when I decide on something. And there was a house that was available that was absolutely perfect for us, and we ended up not getting that house. And it was the not getting of the house that kind of blew me a little bit, but not for very long. I've probably spent about an hour disappointed and frustrated, but inside of me, I knew it was because there's something else, you know, there's something else that's better. There's something else that I need to know about that. And so as soon as I changed my mind about it like that and got myself out of that frustration and really started getting excited again, and that there's something better, or there's something that I'm going to learn more about myself, I felt good again. And I could move forward again. Yeah. And it's funny because we've talked to real estate in that area, because what I've found as well is that through life, that if you ask for exactly what you want from the people that might be able to give it to you, they tend to want to go out of the way to actually give it to you. Mm-hmm. And so I've called up all the real estate agents where we want to move to, and I've told them exactly what I want, to little detail of what I want about the house, because I know if I do that, then they're going to have a firm grasp of exactly what I want, and when that house comes up, they'll want to give it to me and nobody else. You know, someone might have gone to them and said, oh, well, you know, 2 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms, I don't really mind, and it can have this or that. Now, I'm really specific about exactly what I want, and it's worked for me before. I've always been given the exact house that I want because of that. And what I've found since, once I changed my mind and stopped acting like a victim about not getting the house, and started looking forward to what could be better about it, I realized that I actually want to own a house now, and that there are some emotional attachments about not owning a house that I had, which have served me for the last 10 years. So when I moved from the UK to Australia, that was 10 years ago, and I sold my house in the UK, and didn't want to own a house until I got settled again and knew where I wanted to be. And so it's only just now that I've come around to wanting to own a house again. But during that time, it was right for me not to want to own a house. I felt that it would tie me down. I wouldn't have the freedom that I really needed to be able to move anywhere I wanted and do, you know, just follow my path, really. It's been a real gift to me in the last 12 years just to be able to follow my path and have no physical, you know, like furniture and house and all kinds of things like that to tie me down. So that I could just respond to the universe, everything that, you know, was coming, every opportunity that was coming, I could just say yes straight away and there was nothing tying me down. And so because of that, and because I had so many benefits from that, I've got strong emotional ties to that now, that owning a house means lack of freedom, that that it might cause me more drawbacks than it would cause me benefits to own a house. But I know I'm just having to sift through that at the moment. And so now I can see clearly why this happened. I didn't get that house because I want to own a house and I needed to be shown what house was exactly right for me, what to go for. But then I needed to be taken away from renting that house and shown, but this isn't what you want. You want to own a house now. So get over the things that are stopping you from owning a house and start to go in that direction. So yeah, I can see the perfection in it now.
Oh my goodness. So basically what you're saying is you agree with everything that I said before.
Yeah.
That everything is a finding something good. Every
that's it. Yeah, everything's
I love it.
It's just it's our expectations and the it's our perspective on it. You know, it's the meaning that we put on it, the meaning that we give things.
Yes.
We might think that something's gone wrong, but nothing ever goes wrong. We're always going forward. The universe is always on our side. Always.
Yeah, well, not only the universe is always has our best interest, always, mm-hmm. whether we want a house, we don't want a house, it's always, but this is even to the next point, is that this is what we've created anyway. I mean, we chose this journey. We mm-hmm. chose this journey before we even got here. And so mm-hmm. Everything that happens. Oh my goodness, everything that happened is just so wonderful. And the lessons that happen, but that's only if you're open to it. And see, you can't use your intellect. You can't use your, in my opinion, mm-hmm. you can't use your intellect to discover this stuff. It's more than intellect. It is a internalness. It's the feeling, it's the internalness that you really align with.
Well, I think that's kind of true, but it's a balance. It's a balance of the intellect,
Uh-oh.
Of the mind, and that inner being. Yeah. and so, because the reason that you believe that that's true, it's about inner being, is because society has been out of balance for so long. Intellect has been weighted so much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And not the internal stuff. And so to balance ourselves up requires us to really focus on the inner stuff now, yeah, to get that into balance. But when it's in balance, you'll find that the mind focus is important. So the intellect is important because that is what's creating. But the inner world is equally as important, because creation can only happen, like moving forward in our lives and creating what we want, can only happen when we have that balance of the mind focus on what we want and the releasing of what is holding us back from that. And that's the internal work. Yeah. And so when you get that balance, then you just fly ahead, you know, then you can just do anything. Same with the masculine, feminine at the moment as well. You know, our society has been very masculine dominated, with all kinds of, you know, structures and belief systems, like patriarchal belief systems. And it might seem now that we need to be overly feminine, have that focus of really on the flow and on the emotional side of things, and, you know, that very feminine focus to be able to write that. But really what we're doing is we're bringing it into balance, you know. All men, all women have been overly masculine focused, and we're just bringing that into balance. But to bring it into balance, it seems like we're taking it out of balance the other way until we get used to it.
Well, the interesting thing is, like I said before, I think everything is in order. Everything, just like the universe, it's just like the creation. I was looking at a show the other day about the creation of this planet, and through catastrophes, there has been this creation of this planet Earth, and everything had to happen in a certain order at a certain time, and then now we have life. So everything is in order. Everything is in order. And so this evolution that we're going to experience 100 years from now, I believe that we are going to be more into our sixth sense or our seventh sense or our eighth sense or whatever. It's just an evolution, and it's an evolution that we can't even stop.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's going so fast now. If you look where we were, you know, 30 years ago, what a difference the world is now, and, you know, all the technology, and not just technology, but how having access to each other and having this world vision has changed everyone's perception of all kinds of things that we used to just accept before.
That's right. So we have another caller. Let's see if they want to be on the air, if they have a question or a comment. Well, hello. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Do you have a question or a comment, or you just want to listen to the show?
I hope I'm the one you're speaking to.
You are, sweetie.
Oh, I just love what you girls are speaking about, and I can testify to everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. You know,
I just wanted to share with you, I'm in the processes of moving, so what you were speaking about before was not getting attached to a home because then you're bogged down, then you can't let spirit. Well, I've been living that my whole life, but I just go with the flow. You know, I'm in my 60s, and since I was 18, I gave my life up to God and said, I'm your humble servant, and the messages started coming. So I just started making phone calls and getting on buses and going where spirit wanted me to go to, and everything has just put me in a line with, I'm supposed to meet this person, and that's right, and then they take me traveling here, and then I meet this person, and they take me traveling there. And the whole time God just says, just do your work, don't worry about where you're going to sleep, don't worry about what you're going to eat, we're going to give you everything. Everything, because you got something bigger that only you can bring to whoever is going to meet you. And I always felt that. I had to go somewhere because people were supposed to meet me because I had something to offer. Mm-hmm. So people like us are what we call not only catalysts, but we're also transformers. And we have to go into a process, not a process, we have to go into environments and do feng shui, whether it's to their emotions or their bodies or their physical environment or the colors that they're surrounding themselves from, you know, to. I'm an artist, and somebody brought one of my paintings, and she has it in her house. She goes, I don't want to leave it in the bedroom. I put it in my living room, and I love the color so much that I want to take down all my Williamsburg stuff. And I said, well, you know, it's starting to do some magic on you. She goes, I know. I look at it, and I start smiling, and she says, and I don't even like this furniture here. It was my family's. You know, my husband's, well, I said, maybe that's going to change too. You know, it's like all of a sudden these people are starting to taste something new, but they don't know where they're headed, but they know where they've been. It's been sad or quiet or closed. And for me
what
personally,
is your first name? What is your first name, please? What is your name? First name.
My name's Eileen.
Eileen. Oh my God, Eileen. You're just Eileen.
Yes.
You are just touching me. Keep going. I just need to know your name. Keep going.
So I came into I built this house with my husband, and it's been it's funny how it came out yesterday. Dragging a dragon, DRAGON, and draggy. DRAGGING on me for quite some time, but the karma of it is over. And I took a trip, and when I came home, Spirit said, okay, it's time, because I knew how to get rid of it. But I just, you know, it's like we have this, you say you go in and see, but you have a seeing through the third eye that propels things in front of you, and you notice these things, you know, and noticing those things, you see where the next thing has also shown up, so that you have to take these hands of these gifts that Spirit's giving us, because it's all easy. It's just go with them. So I go with these things, and I meet the realtor, and she comes into my house. She goes, oh, my God, this house. And I said, okay, let's start. So I tied it in with astrology because I use that, and we set it all up, and I already I dreamt up the buyer that I wanted. Everybody's telling me this guy's coming, and he's been my life, and he gives me hugs, and he says, I love your house, I love your house, I love your house. And today he showed up with the builder, who he doesn't really want to do it, but he wants, you know, the buyer wants him to do it. And he brought another developer, and he brought the glass guy, and he's ready, but we're going to do it on April 8th, okay? So what I was getting at is that my husband's got a little car, and all my friends saying, what's your husband going to do with his car? I said, I don't know. It hasn't been revealed yet. I don't know. Ask him. I don't know. So today, the builder, who's the friend of the guy who wants to buy it, he goes, I want to buy your car. And I said, oh, it's my husband's. Well, how much does he want to sell it? I said, I don't know. Let's call him. So they're on the phone now talking. And it's like the universe gives it to him too. Let go of the past. Let go of the past, because there's something better coming for you. And that's what it's all about. It's like, I don't have to do anything. I just have to be.
Yes. Yes, Eileen. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm so glad. I'm so glad to talk to you, because that's it. All you have to do, in my opinion, all you have to do is sit back. You're in this limousine. Sit back in the back seat, both hands behind your head, cross your legs, and let the universe drive.
Yeah, but there's a big but here.
Uh-oh.
We know we're spirit.
Uh-oh.
We know we're spirit.
Yes.
We know we have a body this time around, as well as the last time and the one before, and eventually we'll be all just light. However, God doesn't want us just to be sit still and not do anything. We have to be action. I mean, all the angels are telling me all the time,
well,
we love you, but you have to act it out for us. We can tell you what to do, but you have to act it out.
Yeah, act it out when you're inspired to act it out.
Yeah, that's what
act it
is.
Out when you're,
and I'm doing satsang, you know, I'm bringing in all these things, because I had a client yesterday, and she's all curved over, you know, and she sees my posture, and I start showing her some yoga, some hatha yoga. And then she asked me, what kind of diet do you do? And I told her I was vegan, and, you know, I stay close to Mother Nature. And when you're in the middle, when you're on with the earth, she gives you intelligence. You know, food has intelligence. So I learned that a long time ago about don't eat the food that you find in the cities. Go to the land. Go to the nature, because you'll always hear the messages that come to you through the birds, through the trees,
Eileen,
through the
wind. Eileen, I love that you called in. I mean, I love it. Thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you.
I'm taking up too much of your time.
No, you're not. No, you're not taking up too much of the time, but we have other callers, but I love you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yes. Bye.
Keep.
Okay, but I got this horrible signal on my phone right now. Maybe it went away now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's gone.
Okay, where are we? Do you hear anything on the phone? Are you okay? Claire, are you hearing?
There's feedback going on.
Okay, you know what? That's not good. I don't know why that happened. Sometimes it happens. Let me try to work this out. I don't know what happens after a certain amount of time, especially if I'm broadcasting overseas. You hear feedback, Claire?
Yeah.
Okay. Shoot. Let me hang up and start it again. I'm going to hang up. Okay. Bye. Hold on, Cat Bray. Claire?
Hello.
Okay, good. Okay, perfect. Let's see. I don't know what's going on here. Universe.
Mercury's in retrograde. Right. I've been having problems with Skype all week.
Okay, hold on just a second here. Stream left. Quick commercial.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality.
Do you hear any feedback, Claire?
No, it's cool, good now.
Okay, perfect, perfect. We have another caller. Let's see if you want to be on the air. Cat Bray 53, would you like to be on the air or you just want to listen?
No, I'll be on the air.
Okay, what's up?
Can you hear me?
You know what? You know what? I had to take her off the air because I can't hear. It was like staticky. Did you hear that, Claire?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you know what, Cat Bray? Listen, just listen in because I tried to connect you, but it was a lot of static. So where did we leave off?
I thought it was really interesting what Eileen brought up then, and it's something that I've experienced a lot myself, and you'll probably have done the same too, is when you get in with the flow, when you're just responding to everything that you're being shown and just going with that flow and doing what you find inspirational, whenever you have the inspiration to do it, there's no planning. And when people that still have that, they're in control and they're planning everything, come along and interact with you, they want to know, like, so when are you doing this and what are you doing next? And it's hard to deal with them. You've got to... just kind of make it up, really. That's what I've started doing, is just make it up.
That's
just
right.
Just kind of talk to them on their level and make it up. As
that's
if I have,
right.
I've got a plan.
That's absolutely right. Listen, one of my big things to say is, let's see, hold on a second. There's a couple of them, but I say, yes, you're right, or I agree. In other words, I found that to get to deflect these questions from people that are really not, let's say, getting it. It's basically just Academy Award performance, but with a lot of love.
Yeah. And it's funny, you know, when you run a business, you're having to deal with a lot of people that have that, that planning thing. You know, I've got people working for me, like my accountant and my virtual assistant and not so much my virtual assistant because she understands these things, but the accountant for sure, you know, you've just got to deal with them in a completely different way and pretend that you're on the same level as them and doing that same kind of thing.
Well, it's like what, it's being in this world, but not being of the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question. You said you do readings. You know, we have a few more minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
You do readings, and what would you like to? Would you like to do something live or not really?
I could do. It's probably better if I just explain what I do. And so I help people in all kinds of different ways. What I've found is that people like to work on themselves in different kind of ways depending on what works for them. So some people like to have some information and work by themselves on it, and I'm one of those kind of people. You know, I can get a book or a program or something like that and work through it myself and really love doing that. And some people that like to get through things really fast and want to be led there all the way. And have more interaction. And so I work in many different ways. I've got, I mentor people, and either through email, if they want to work on it themselves, or through Skype or phone calls. And I work to take people through like breakthrough processes where they can just
get rid of something that's really been holding them back, you know. Mm-hmm. Often people be very emotional about something and understand that it's holding them back in their lives, but yet they can't seem to get through it by themselves. And so I take them through this the healing process that I was talking about before, understanding the benefits of what they've been through, really understanding that, being able to forgive people that have been involved, understanding the other people's involvement in it and what they were learning from it and why they needed to have that experience too, so that you can see the perfection in it all, and then take them through an energetic, emotional healing as well, and teaching them processes of how to let go of those emotions too. Using, there's all kinds of different techniques that I use that I teach people in my sessions so they can do it themselves afterwards. And again, depending on the kind of person they are, some of them work better than others.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'll do email readings as well. I've got some email readings just for people to have like a lot of information, especially the soul journey readings. They're really important. When somebody really wants the reassurance of why they're here, what they're here to do, why they've had all the experiences that they've had in their lives and past lives, how it relates to past lives. Those readings, I mean, and it's a huge reading as well. It's in a big report. It's a one-in-a-lifetime thing, and it really just sets people free. Once they read that really high-level information, it's like this soul-level information about themselves. Mm-hmm. Your life just makes complete sense.
Yeah,
you know?
I love
Yeah, and they're amazing. They're amazing to do, and I really wish everyone that worked with me came and had one of those first, because really they just set you free. I also do these Ask Claire readings as well, so people can get one of those and then send me a question, and I connect in with their higher self and answer it from their higher self's point of view. And so that's a lot of taking what people from an ego perspective or from their humanly perspective want in their life, or asking a question about that and then telling them what the higher self thinks about it. And so those can be very revealing for people as well, for them to really see what the higher message is for them and what's really important for them rather than what they think they want.
So I have a question. So you can feel people, you can feel, how do you go about doing it? Do you need to you talk to them on the phone, or you need to, you know, Skype them? How do you do this?
I have this gift that I can do it instantly.
Okay.
For anyone. Okay. All I need is for somebody to ask me to do it.
Okay.
To request, whether it's, whether they've purchased something from me, whether they've just asked me. That's all I need. I just need the permission from their higher self by them asking.
And okay. Then okay. Claire, I'm asking you. I'm asking you. Do me.
Okay. So have you got a particular question at the moment?
A particular question. I love it. Particular question. Why am I here?
That's a good one. Okay. So the main reason that you're here, and what your specific focus is at the moment from your higher self's point of view, is in learning to love yourself more and actually teaching other people how to love themselves more by being heard more. So this is like from a personal point of view. You are developing in communicating your learning of self-love to others and actually being heard, that message being heard, whilst also going through this very personal process of opening yourself up to having less and less attachment to worry and that, as you were saying before, that whole thinking that you're in control of your life kind of thing. It's that you're softening and opening up to that, releasing worry and being heard, but it's all about self love for you.
Oh my God.
Mhm. So yeah, self love and teaching people how to love themselves through being heard. That's what you're all about. Does that sound true?
Oh my God. Yes, of course. Oh my God. thank you. Oh, my God. I'm just... Thank you. I love... I don't have any words. Let me just breathe. Thank you.
That's like a snippet of what the soul journey readings are like. But what you'll find is that you've got quite a few different things going on in your life that you wanted to investigate and expand yourself in this lifetime. There'll be a few more apart from that major theme of your life. And everything, every experience that you've been through in your past is like a piece of the jigsaw puzzle for the full picture. There's absolutely nothing that you can have experienced or done in your life that isn't a part of that jigsaw puzzle. And the more you get aligned with your higher self, the more you're aligned with that higher calling and sharing your gifts and really being in the flow and doing that, the more this whole picture makes sense. And it all comes together. You know, it's like I spent 8 years in corporate IT. And at the time, it didn't seem to make any sense. And I didn't like it much. And yet, I got some benefits from it. Like the money allowed me to move to Australia. And the skills and expertise allowed me to get a visa and residency here in Australia as well. But on my journey, it's made more and more sense. Because the skills and the things that I learned when I was in that job have applied to my business and Be Healing now. I'm working online and being able to handle all of the IT side of things myself. It's coming together so much more. And not just that, you know, little part-time jobs that I had, little skills that I picked up on the way from all kinds of experiences. It's all playing a part in what I'm doing now. It all like comes together. And so we're like putting this jigsaw puzzle together and seeing this bigger picture of what our life is all about. And it just includes absolutely everything. Everything that you've experienced in your life is included in that big picture.
Oh, my God. I mean, what a gift. Thank you so much. I'm sitting here feeling paralyzed by the universe just to accept and thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And you're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I know where it came from, with two parents that didn't love themselves, if you will, and
yeah.
It's just handed down. Mm-hmm. But I just want to say, yeah, I'm just so filled with what you just said, and thank mm-hmm. you. I love it, and I love you for sharing that with me, and I will never forget it. Never mm-hmm. forget it.
And you know, we always choose the parents, the place that we were born. We choose all of that.
That's right. That's
to be
right.
The opposite of what we're here for. Because we want that experience. We want to not just have that experience to learn from it and to, but to decide, because we only decide that we want to find something better when we can see, as I said before, when we can see just all of the negatives about that. If everything's just kind of mediocre, we don't move forward on it. So, you know, there's probably things in your life that have always just kind of been constant and you never move forward on that. The key to what your life purpose is in the challenges that you've had, the things that you really didn't like, because they're the ones that just shape your life completely. They're the ones you chose because you wanted to grow in that area and move forward in a big way from it. And the worse it was, the worse you've experienced, the more you're going to be able to grow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, I would love to have you on again if you would like to, if you feel it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We're coming to the end of the show, but I want to remind everyone that Claire Louise Hay is, you can find her at www.behealing.com. Behealing.com. Thank you so much for being my guest on Reality Spirituality. You are a gift to the world. You're a gift to me. You are a gift. Thank you so much, and I love having you, and we will be in touch. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you, Claire, so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I mean, honestly, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you for that gift of reading me. And yeah, it's been an issue all my life.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what we... And that's the thing now, is because I've been through all of that, and because I can see exactly why I chose the family that I did. And it wasn't to heal them. You know, I thought for a long time I had to fix the situation. I had to have a relationship with them. That's not what it was about at all. Mm-hmm. I needed to heal myself, leave them behind, and help those that are looking for the solution to heal themselves in the same way.
So I have a question for you. What was your issue, or what did you come here to do? What?
To heal.
Heal.
To help people to heal themselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Specifically the conscious part of it, because I've had plenty of lifetimes before where I've been a healer. But specifically this time it's about conscious healing. It's about integrating the conscious healing with the emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Empowering women in particular. And what else is there? I just have this huge goal. I've been a leader, and I'm very much a leadership kind of person. And, you know, can't very easily follow others, always have to do my own thing. I've got this huge goal, and I used to think that it was beyond me. I used to think it was beyond my lifetime, but I can see that it's actually going to be within my lifetime now, is to create an online system that's going to replace all of the sickness systems around the world. So when people have life symptoms, such as health symptoms or relationship symptoms, mental problems, whatever it is, first point of call at the moment in most societies is a doctor. And doctors are drug pushers. And that shouldn't be the first point of call. That should be the last point of call. And so a system that is accessible to everybody, which is why online, because that's accessible to everybody pretty much, that they can go to and find the exact help to actually heal themselves from it. Yeah. So it's going to, you know, have all kinds of help on there. But some kind of a system where it will lead them down a path to knowing exactly what it is that they want. And I'm kind of already setting it up with my work. I'm developing it with the work that I do, because the people that come to me, if I get and it tends to happen, 1 month where it's all really kind of similar people coming to me with similar issues, I will make a note of what I'm telling them all, make a note of what's coming through, and make that, if there's lots of commonality there, make that into a program, an information program, so that
when the next person comes with that issue, I can say, do this program first. And then if there's anything that you're stuck on in that, or you need specific help, then come to me and we'll do the one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And so I'm already building it up in that kind of way. But, you know, of course, it's going to integrate a lot more people too that can reach out to other kinds of people. Yeah, because I attract certain kinds of people. I attract the sensitive ones, the healers, the ones with the gifts that have chosen this victimhood path to empowerment. They're the kind of people that I attract. The musicians, the artists, generally women, but there are some men too. Yeah, the more feminine kind of men, the artists, the musicians. And I know, you know, there's other people that do similar work to me, but doing it in very different ways, like Tony Robbins. And his reach is a very different set of people. You know, the more masculine, the very confident, that kind of driven kind of people. And so there's lots of leaders in this area, and we're all doing the same kind of thing in our own way, in our own specific ways, because that is niche to the kind of people that we attract, the kind of people that we are, and the kind of people we attract. And yeah, it's going to be like a collaboration of all of that. And so that's what I'm working on at the moment.
I love it. Okay, I have a question for you. And actually, this is still being recorded, but it's not. We've already, the show is over, but it's still being recorded, so people can still listen. I have a question for you. What do you think? This is just your opinion. Because I'm really into this. When I say being happy, it's really about being connected with the universe. It's not a, you know, it's a different, it's a connection. So do you think that, I don't even know if I want to ask this question, but because it's a judgmental question. So I'm not even going to ask it. I'm going to throw it all out. Screw it. I'm throwing it out. I'm not even going to do that because no. Wow. I just love who you are, where you've been, and I love what you're doing, and I love that you are opening your heart, opening your arms, and I love that you're sharing, because regardless of our agreeing or not agreeing or doesn't matter, we want the same things, and the same thing is for people to be healed and people to be, you know, just healed. We want the same thing. Mm-hmm. And regardless of how we get there, it's the same agenda, same, if you will. Yeah. Exact same intention, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean,
and we should disagree, you know, everyone should disagree. We shouldn't be following each other. You know, we shouldn't have the same perspective, because everyone has a unique vibration. Everyone has their unique experiences that they've had. No two people have the same path. And the path that you've had should be unique and very specific to you, and you should have a specific and unique perspective on everything, because then you're going to help the people that match that, that match that in different ways, you know?
Yeah.
And if we all agreed, then we wouldn't be, you know, we wouldn't be able to help anyone. We'd only be able to help the same guy, you know? There'd be like one person that would be able to help. So we shouldn't agree. We should all have different perspectives, because then people connect with us. People can connect with us in that way. Yeah.
I love it. I mean, is there only one flower? Is there only one type of tree? No, I love it, and I agree, and I love agreeing and I love disagreeing, because number one, you and we do it. I mean, people that are connected, we do it with so much love that it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, disagreeing with judgment is very different. It feels very different.
That's right. That's right. Oh my God! Thank you so much again. Thank you. I'm actually going to end the program, but thank you so much for being with me, and we will be in contact.
Yeah.
Love you. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Okay.